Two Massachusetts residents charged in the siege at the U.S. Capitol earlier this month had very different outcomes in their first court appearances yesterday. They're both charged with unlawfully entering a building and disorderly conduct, but only one of them is being detained. More from WBUR's Deborah Becker.
In court yesterday, the government asked that Mark Sahadi be held, saying he might intimidate witnesses or obstruct justice. Sahadi's a leader of the group Super Happy Fun America and helped organize buses to D.C. on January 6th. Sahadi's attorney, Ronaldo Delgado, says Sahadi was exercising his free speech rights and was allowed by police to enter the building.
Going into the Capitol, even if you're protesting, is not a crime. And when he was eventually asked to leave, he left. He didn't break the law.
The government also said that Sahadi made concerning statements when he was arrested yesterday, such as asking his mother not to turn over his cell phone. Attorney Delgado says anyone arrested should do that, and it does not mean Sahadi is a threat.
What they're trying to do is make criminal the act of being a Trump supporter. I'm a Bernie Sanders progressive. You know, I don't want people engaging in hyperbolic language with me saying I'm a communist that believes in the overthrow of the government. But we should offer the same concerns for people on the right.
Sahadi is being held until a detention hearing on Thursday. Unlike Sahadi, the other Massachusetts resident arrested yesterday, Natick Town Meeting member Suzanne Iani, was released. Iani is also a member of Super Happy Fun America and helped organize buses to Washington. Her release conditions include that she surrender her passport, not organize any rallies, and stay away from the Massachusetts State House. But some residents are calling for her to be removed as a town meeting member. In an emailed statement, Natick Select Board Chair Jonathan Friedman said town officials support law enforcement as it investigates this, and the town has no authority to remove Iani. Ben Jackson, who circulated a petition calling on the town to take action, says Iani should resign.
A member of government trying to overthrow the government is disqualifying. And I think there are certain crimes that betray the public trust in a way that should keep you out of government.
Jackson says he's talking with other town meeting members about possibly amending Natick's bylaws to allow for a town meeting member's removal. Iani is scheduled to appear at another court hearing this month. If convicted, Iani and Sahadi each face a maximum penalty of up to 1 year in prison and a $100,000 fine. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.